Now, I love this analogy. There's a little girl, and she's looking at a white sheep as it ate green grass. And she thought how white the sheep looked as it ate the green grass. And then it began to snow. And she thought how dirty the sheep looked against the white snow. See, it was the same sheep, but a different background. So when we compare our sin to the standard of the world, we all come up reasonably clean. But when we compare our sin to the snow-white righteousness of God's law, we will see that we're filthy dirty, that we are so unclean. So while I thought, hey, I'm a good person by the world standard, I saw for the very first time that I'm a horribly bad person by God's standard. And if God is going to judge me by his standard, I'm guilty. And guilty of a crime leads to punishment, and God's punishment is hell. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6:9, don't you know that those who do wrong will have no share in the kingdom of God? Don't fool yourselves. And then I was shown the good news. I was shown that God is a loving and merciful and forgiving God. And that's why he sent his only one and only son to die on the cross. Because he lived that absolutely perfect life, never disobeying those Ten Commandments, and then was sacrificed on the cross as his blood was shed for our sin. Our sin was heaped upon him as he died on that cross. Romans 5:8 says, but God demonstrates his love for us in that while we were sinners, Christ died